Social media can be a great way to bring attention to a person, place, or thing, but what happens when the kind of attention it brings is not the type you're looking for? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels awash in hashtags, racism, politics, and identity crises. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. First up, The Society of Shame by Jane Roper. When an Uber driver's photograph captures Kathleen's cheating husband, a candidate for U.S. Senate, with his pants down, it also reveals her own pants-related problem, a big red period stain. When the photograph goes viral, the initial response of hilarity and mockery is met with a backlash of feminine fury. Suddenly, this suburban mom who wants nothing more than to hide in a closet finds she is the face of a movement. Hashtag, yes, we bleed. A few days later, Kathleen intercepts an invitation meant for her husband to the Society of Shame, a club for the canceled run by a disgraced best-selling author. They drink a lot of wine and try to find the way forward based on a system the author has developed. Phase one is regroup, relax, reassess. Phase two offers choices ranging from repair and redeem to reform and restart. Urged on by the club members, Kathleen decides to reinvent and reframe. As she leans into the spotlight, gets a makeover, and restyles her name to Kat, she gets even more media coverage, as well as keynote invitations, hashtags, hate mail, and a book deal. Unfortunately, her 12-year-old daughter thinks she's turned into a big phony. Aggie doesn't even have her period yet, but after being pelted with maxi pads by bullies at school, she embraces the anti-humiliation message of the movement. Now Kat is dealing with not only her own hellish midlife meltdown, but the stinging disdain that only one's 12-year-old daughter can deliver. So if you're wondering about hashtag yes we bleed, Weekly Reader says hashtag yes you read. Next up, Yellowface by R.F. Kuang. Listeners may recall that we recently discussed Kuang's previous fantasy novel, a little dark academia number called Babel. She's changed gears pretty dramatically with Yellowface, which combines social media satire with a scathing send-up of the publishing industry. Struggling author June Hayward has been watching for years as her Yale classmate, Athena Liu, pops out the bestsellers and becomes a darling of the publishing industry. Strangely enough, the very night June decides to reconnect with her old frenemy, Athena chokes to death on pancakes right before her eyes. Yikes, what to do? Well, call 911, of course, but after that. How about stuff the manuscript of Athena's unfinished novel in her purse? How about revise the book as best she can, considering she doesn't know that much about Chinese laborers in World War I, and publish it under the vaguely Asian name Juniper Song? Well, that's just what she does. At first, things go smoothly and the book is a hit. But once the Twitterati look a little more closely at old Juniper Song, she has to deal with accusations of theft, plagiarism, and the terrible optics of a white woman profiting off the work of an Asian woman. As Keishel Williams pointed out on NPR, the beauty and irony of all this is that Kuang herself is an Asian writer telling this story through the eyes of a white writer, as the public continues to challenge the authenticity of June's novel and June herself. As June becomes more erratic and her life falls apart, Kuang's writing becomes sharp and poignant, with quick, nail-biting pacing. Almost all the critics agree. Yellowface is likely to be the buzziest book of the summer.
The books are The Society of Shame by Jane Roper and Yellowface by R.F. Kuang. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.